You're listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com.
Let's get to Sarah Orleski from TSN. CFL kicks off on Thursday. We got a game Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Laughing over here.
Well, it's true. You don't want to be Little Spoon in that situation, right?
Just a professional here.
Sarah, who do you think's going to be the big spoon in the CFL this year?
Oh, I would think that it'll be out of the West again. And I mean, my money going into the season, everybody, you know, all things being equal and everyone being healthy, I would think that it would be Calgary or BC would be what I would say right now are the favorites. But as we've seen before, all it takes is a key injury, especially obviously to a quarterback, and things can change quickly. But going into the season to start, I would say Calgary or BC.
Now, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, of course, in your city, they were the massive surprise last year. They looked dead in the water. Then they brought in Matt Nichols, completely turned their season around, probably saved the job of a head coach and GM potentially. So what can they do for an encore? Where have the Bombers improved, if anything, on their team from last year?
Well, I think that I don't really know in what ways they've improved. We're still waiting to see, actually. I would say that their best – the biggest question marks going into this season for them revolve around their defense. So a lot of their offense remains the same pieces last year, which I think will be an advantage to them. We saw the run that they were able to go on with Matt Nichols at quarterback when he took over for Drew Willey. So I think the biggest question mark this group is going to be on the defensive side of the ball. Last year, they dominated the CFL in terms of takeaways, and they were real ball hawks, but they had a lot of trouble getting pressure on the quarterback, and they gave up a ton of yards, and that was a big weakness. So they tried to address it. They revamped their defensive line again, brought in a number of new faces. So the hope is, from their perspective, that this will allow them to eliminate some of those explosion plays that proved so costly against them last season, that they will be able to get to opposing quarterbacks more often. But that still obviously remains to be seen. So in my mind, that's the biggest question mark, but they definitely, expectations are that they will build on next year, and they have to. I mean, you think about how long-suffering these fans here, and I know, you know, everyone talks about it when they talk about the Bombers at the beginning of each season, but these fans need to see a winning team, because even with the run that they went on last season at home, they have struggled mightily since they moved into Investors Group Field a few years ago. And so we'll see what happens. I think that there's potential for them. I think the strength will be on the offensive side of the ball, but the biggest question mark remains how that defense is able to step up.
Let's go one province west to Saskatchewan Rough Riders. What do you see in your crystal ball, Sarah, for this group? And keep in mind, I'm a Rough Riders fan, so if it's going to be negative, kind of be gentle.
Well, I will say that I think that it's probably a good thing that the Vince Young distraction is gone, and that at least people can go back to concentrating on the players that are hand and that are likely to make a contribution for it. I like Kevin Glenn, and I know that obviously, you know, he has his downsides as well, but I fully admit to being I'm a big fan of Kevin Glenn. But I think that the Riders are still a big unknown. I don't know whether or not, especially in a West division that is going to be, in my mind, the elite, as it has been for the last couple of years, with respect to the two divisions. I think that they could be in tough, but my goodness, especially being a Riders fan, what a home opener for that new stadium. July 1, Canada Day, and it's Bombers versus Riders. So I can only imagine for that game what it's going to be like in Regina if somehow the Bombers end up pulling off the upset, and that's the way that new stadium is christened.
Well, I look at Saskatchewan right now, and see, to me, I think Kevin Glenn's an excellent, serviceable quarterback, but to me, he's not better than Darian Durant. And last year with Darian Durant, they had 5 wins. So I know they've improved their receiving core, no doubt, but they still got a lot of questions on their O-line, their secondary. And I know it's only a preseason game, but, man, it kind of looked like a mess against BC. I'm still curious to see where Saskatchewan's improved enough to catch any of the top three teams. And I put Edmonton ahead of Winnipeg, right? That I think their challenge is they could still improve by three wins, but they're not a playoff team.
No, and that I totally agree with that. I mean, in my mind as well, I think you have Calgary and BC fighting out for top in the West, and just based on their season last year, I'll give it to Calgary in the early season predictions. But I would go Calgary, BC, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and I think that when you look at it from a Bombers perspective, I think their best chance of getting into the playoffs would be as a crossover team. So I don't see Saskatchewan making the playoffs either, but I would just think they have to get more than five wins this year. Would hope, and I agree with you as well that as much as I personally like Kevin Glenn, I think that same thing, that he's a serviceable quarterback that can lead your team, but he definitely in my mind isn't a step up from Darian Durant.
One more on the Riders here. What about quarterback? Any chance that Brandon Bridge, the big guy, 6'5", 230, any chance he could get some actual legit game time this year?
I would never say never. I think that we've seen in most, take out Calgary, maybe even Edmonton, other than injury, out of the mix, but most of the teams we've seen have to rely on two quarterbacks in order to get it done. And historically, you look that's part of the criticism and the knock that's been against Kevin Glenn is that, at times he hasn't been able to always get the offense going, and so they've gone to whatever teams he's been in have often utilized another quarterback as well. So, I mean, certainly the potential is there, and as we saw a few years ago, all we need is to see an injury happen early on, and I think a lot of pressure is going to be on Saskatchewan too, that if that offense can't get going, maybe Chris Jones feels the heat and tries to pull the trigger to do something to get them going.
Do you think Ricky Ray stays healthy?
No. I don't bet. If I was betting, you look at the last few years, you don't necessarily think so. And certainly he isn't getting any younger. So, I hope for his sake, I certainly hope for the Argos' sake, that he stays healthy. The CFL overall needs Toronto to play better, and Toronto certainly needs to have that strong quarterback. But I would be nervous about whether or not Ricky Ray is able to play 18 games.
Sarah, great stuff. We look forward to seeing you on the CFL trail all season.
Nothing about Manhunter with me? Like, no one asked me if I want to?
Would you go on it? Would you be good at Man Tracker?
I would be a man tracker. That's how good I would be at it. I don't even know what it's called. I would be awful.
Oh, really? Would you be better than Rashog?
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I have to say yes.
Yeah,
of course.
Say yes for you, too.
Of course you would be.
Obviously.
Like, Rashog put mud flaps on the front of his tires. So, true story.
Oh,
so
God.
I don't think that guy's fine. Like,
You know what? When Ryan back that one day you have to have both on, because then I'll tell stories about Rashog.
Oh.
Don can tell stories about you guys. I will tell stories about from the road about Rashog.
Oh, I love it. Now, I would like to hear a few of those.
Let's book an afternoon of those.
Yeah, we'll book an hour off. I love it. We'll do it right before his wedding, too.
Oh,
that'll be a gift.
A roast.
That'll be our gift.
I think
we should have a Rashog roast. We should bring him in studio, and we'll just have TSN people call in. We won't tell him this because he's not listening right now. He's in Chicago. And I'll just say I need it as a favor, and we'll have people call in. That'd be unbelievable, actually. Sarah,
the
that's a great idea.
Could be told.
Oh,
so you're welcome.
You.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love
that's
it.
That's got to be right before. Forget the wedding, though. That's got to be before rating.
Yes. Oh, no. We'll do it. Yeah.
So that's got to be during rating.
Fantastic.
For sure.
Oh,
I love
it'd be
it.
Be great. We could replay it all the time. Awesome. Thanks, Sarah. Have a great and thanks for the idea. I love it.
Have a great day, guys.